Please welcome the co-editor of Carousel Magazine, the one, the only, Ross Bolton.
Hello? I'm going to start with a small one. A very dear friend of mine said of this poem, "It understands me." It's called Spring Day for Poem. Early morning sky, gray, damp, dark, warm, and the rain stopped still. Clouds are here all day, like springtime on the moors. Boots sink into mud, last year's dead wildflowers and wet straw grass. It is a day to stop and start over, to begin to root down or wash away. Soil erodes moist and moves downstream. Nothing yet begun to flower. On a day like this day, I can remember what it is like to stand in field and warm mist, to sink like boots in wet earth. I got a couple of more or less sonnets I wrote in Hamilton. Odd place to be writing a sonnet, but... Yeah, anyway, they don't exactly fit the sonnet form, but they're roughly 14 lines long, so I thought I would refer to them as sonnets, and if it helps you to think of it as a sonnet, then go ahead. Beneath the saccharine of streetlight city street, beneath iron grating, storm sewer, standing on Charlton, standing late night pavement, there is pulse beneath, echo like bang in fevered head, guilt like out from where streams would lurk. We have been to the high places, bearing light. We will come down into the full moon's light, lost among shadows of brick, like stars no use for rain. We are strangers, friend. You may pass me here. I shall not want. Charlton is a street in Hamilton, sort of downtown-like. So is Hess Street. Here's another. Hess Street, I don't know if any... Well, some of you I know have been to Hamilton and know Hess Street. It's like a... It's a hardcore, yuppie bar strip. Patios and... no parking, but you see all the BMWs along the side of the road in the no parking zone. Anyway, it's one of those kind of places. Sort of like an imitation Yorkville. Hess Street patios beckon, bars that we may drink, cyclical channel into car wheels, for there will be motion. West of here, due west, where budding lamps grow on trees, for we will be moved. There it should be a birthing after the sunset. Go down like the falls, like paths that take us to country lanes, like old house under the hill, split in two, a duplex with bronze plaque outside. Nobody canoes through Hamilton Harbor. The waters we have changed like gods from the mountain fires may be seen climbing the chimneys for steel.
This next one is was a sort of a bunch of haiku poems, till, and I put them all on the same page, and then they became one poem. And this is it. It's called What to Say. The night was cool, dark, and heavy. Sound of rain, and we tripped. This is a perfect world, that's why it's so round. Sounds of whiskey jack, sounds of loon. Soil is soft between the stone, and in the daytime, warm. Float like a calm on a round lake. Voices heard through wood. Wind. A little change of tack. These are a couple more of these more or less postmodern sonnets that don't actually fit the sonnet form, but that also are approximately 14 lines in length, give or take a couple. And I didn't think of them as sonnets until after I wrote them. But these ones are more in the tradition. They're sort of love sonnets. A damsel with a dulcimer in a vision once I saw. It was an Abyssinian maid, and on her dulcimer she played, singing of Mount Tabor. Could I revive within me her symphony and song to such a deep delight 'twould win me? Love sonnet near the river. And if, like some old appearing at door, in beige pants and unfamiliar dark glasses, it would be a cool night in June, the moon well lit and circular behind smoke or haze. If, like silk, like raw silk, the breeze lay down near the river, where soil is moist and weeds and reeds are also there. Pause and quietly drop like mist. The dark is smooth and hurts no one. Mine sun burst. The shrapnel inside your head, it must have been brighter than a thousand suns. I had imagined it as a sort of dangerous green liquid flowing down from behind your white, white teeth like venom. Heat discharged above me and moist and wounded before the residue of kerosene. Voice scrape shows in its departure. That's it for the sonnets. Got a couple of I guess I sort of think of them. I tend to categorize my work as like crunchy poems or cuckoo poems or whatever. Yeah. It's a bad way to think of it, I know, but anyway, here's a couple of cuckoo poems. All sympathies for those who can identify with the ink blot. This one's called Ink Blot Poem. stay behind, like an ink blot, over desk, awkward chair, and that smell, the eyes on the other side, do not disappear, that clinical smell again, and you remember not to tell that it doesn't look like anything, just an ink blot. To answer your question, I would like to go see a doctor, to go to a hospital. I would like to have my appendix taken out. I would like to have my appendix to take it home, to eat it. That is what I would like.
It's from a poem that's a new one I've been working on. It is not finished, but a couple of pages of it made it here for this evening. And I'm going to run it through with an older one that I know some of you here have heard before, but I'm just going to run it through as though it were one, and we'll pretend, and I think it goes this way. The first part hasn't really got a title. It started with the an alleyway behind my apartment, which is just beautiful, the garbage in it, and so on. Early sun glows in alleyway. Ice melts to reveal in cracks, gaps, and smears of dark on walls. Sleepers awake. Not so much like see the sun rise, infer it. Soft blue light poured down into space between buildings. Unclean concrete comes to light, and it is time. The objects will speak with their own voices. Strip of botched pavement divides. Old buildings slowly rot down the crooked channels of urban plans. Dried riverbed alleyway, abandoned perfumes, and the scent of last week's produce. The sun rises anyway. I am not here to describe things I have seen, or you may have seen, but to convince you of what I will not say. Under the city, any city, what could be more beautiful? A window. The window is dark. It is night. We look forward to your return. The day after it all began, and a fast, cool wind blowing. In the beginning was the word, and the word was techne, technical, tecton, technical. I do wrong. I dying for, I know heaven, I believe Savior, I thank sins like this. Sky, black, thick, it is cold, wet, fog. Growing smell from green to caution. For example, you are outside. Somewhere outside machines. For example, you are in the neighbor's house, in the neighbor's machines. Or else in that early sunlight,
light, over blue, over red, over black, or spotted and green, over all the trussed horizons. Breathe. It's unreal.
Alternately, the way they assault the human, inside, floor, gray, dirty, loud, bang, sound, bang, minds, bang, noise again, fast, repeats, rhythm of factory, rhythm factor, tall iron and long noise of bang, long noise of automated wailing, whine of machine and noise of noise. Or imagine it is another early morning in early August, say, and relax. Birdsong window, local paper says, motorcyclist 21 died on Highway 24 towards Erin yesterday afternoon. The area resident lost control and drove off the road at high speed. The police report that the vehicle was moving at speeds well in excess of the legal limit and that its operator most likely died on impact. The police department's aestheticist commented that the driver was apparently overwhelmed by a trance-like state of aesthetic appreciation at the sight of the blue, of the red, of the sun firelight over the tree line, and cried. Death was almost certainly instant and beautiful. Dark, loud footstep streets, empty, gray. Absurd glow in window fronts, New Hampshire's shoes and closed store food, 4 a.m., nobody buying smokes or double park mail letter. What is your rhythm now? It is late, I hear that, and only a couple of police officers checking storefront doors. If only there were rain to hear that texture of sidewalk bus stop beat, only lone taxicab on long way home. Nothing happens. At dawn, the machines resume as though afraid of us by night, then back out in daylight. Wake up. It's morning. Getting up. It's a wonderful day. It's a cloud. It's nearly ice cream and harmless. Thank you very much.
Postcard poem. So where was it then? Outside, blue walls of sky, only a broad plateau, under a rolling pastoral postcard, a picture of green and smiling. Hardly forests. And one morning, wake up, and it's winter again. Everything reflects light, crystalline and frosted. The morning is cold and hungry. On each folded map there is a facing exposed, dead caked encasement like tired car garbage in the back seat and drove right off every map. That's another longer poem. Big Tree Poem. I never throw out my rough drafts. I could never do that. I just keep them. I mean, just look at the other side of the page. She turns the first page of the stapled manuscript over, displays it. It is blank. See? It's blank. It's not that. It gets me. I'm not really into that energy conserver thing, but I could just never throw out a piece of paper like that, you know? Tree, B, signification, 1A, a perennial plant having a self-supporting woody main stem or trunk, which usually develops woody branches at some distance from the ground and growing to a considerable height and size. Usually distinguished from a bush or shrub by size and manner of growth. I am having my own environmental crisis. In this environment, I can't write a poem. Signification 1B. Extended to include bushes or shrubs of erect growth and having a single stem, and even some perennial herbaceous plants which grow to a great height, as the banana and plantain. My surroundings consist of, in here, four walls. Out there, Wyndham Street and its extensions, east and the other way, on up the hill, all the machines and pavement in between. How to approach a tree in a place like this? I want to recycle poems. They could be written again. That would make it easier. Poets, like trees, have environments. Like a tree, a poet is biodegradable. We are drawn together by our termination in the page. The poet, as tree, roots down and begins to sprout leaves. Each is a singing and an anticipation of dawn. Signification 1C, applied figuratively or allusively to a person. Portrait of the artist as a young tree. The house was built in between trees. That was a long time ago, you understand. In later years, some of the trees leaned over the house and had to be killed. In the backyard was a small tree. There were our big trees, too, and bigger, but it's the small one I'm talking about. Signification 3, a piece of wood, a stem or branch of a tree, or a portion of one, either in its natural state or, more usually, now, always, shaped for some purpose. How to approach a tree? A tree is big. A tree is small. A tree is made of wood. How? Signification 5B, a wooden structure. Signification 6, something resembling a tree with its branches. A tree is green. No, a tree changes with the seasons. Some trees do. A tree is not subject to generalizations. A tree is under the rain. Long black swerves around winter white, between cold, naked trees. Lean over road, bridge, sidewalk, rail, watching the speed. Who know not what who do. Dark movement, a gladly melting, firm and forward.